All right, Dev with Crime Hive, back with another true crime story of how they were caught. And this one is very interesting for many reasons. And we're going to talk about the good detective work that took place with this particular crime.
Crime Hive.
Crime Hive.
True crime buzz.
It started in Lubbock, Texas, when a landfill worker was working and noticed a suitcase that was being dumped, and he was curious, and so he opened it up and thought what he believed to be a mannequin inside the suitcase, folded up into the fetal position. But then he quickly realized that this was an actual person who was clearly deceased and had bruises and injuries all over their body. They were nude, and there was a small tattoo on their ankle that said the name Summer. Of course, police were contacted, and medical examiners would determine that this person's death was less than 24 hours, so not very long. And quite frankly, it was a lucky break that this landfill worker was curious to see what was inside. And I've had discussions with people that have worked in landfills, and they've mentioned things like, we want to know if there's anything good in the landfill, we're going to take it before it gets, buried. And so they're obviously, curious when they see a suitcase that looks pretty new. This was a newer suitcase, and they thought maybe something intriguing was inside. Maybe somebody got rid of some stuff that could be valuable, but it turned out to be quite the opposite, that spiraled into so much more, as you'll learn. The medical examiner would also determine that the person killed was killed via asphyxiation. Sadly, this person was 2.5 months pregnant. So 2.5 months pregnant. Fingerprints in police database systems would identify this person as 29-year-old Summer Lee Baldwin. She was a single mother, and she did work as a sex worker. Police had quite a case on their hands with this because this isn't your average crime scene. You're looking at a scene where there is trash and junk, debris all over. And so it's quite a nightmare for them to try to find any additional evidence. And they did start with the bag, the suitcase, and they found no fingerprints on the suitcase. This suitcase was a Protégé brand. It had a label and a barcode, and police didn't really have much else to go on, so they called the manufacturing company, and the manufacturing company said that based on this bag and the label and the barcode, this particular bag was only sold in Walmart stores. They started looking at Walmart stores, and luckily, Walmart has a very sophisticated tracking system with their packages and their items. Everything is just very complex. And so they were actually able to track through the UPC and the barcode that this particular bag was in a specific Walmart store. And so they checked out the surveillance system in that store. And sure enough, a man was seen on camera at about 3 a.m. in the morning. And this was a time when Walmart stores were 24 hours, open 24 hours, and some still are to this day. Some close early, but this particular one was open 24 hours. And the video shows a man at the register buying the suitcase along with some latex gloves. Now, I don't know about you, but if you were checking this person out at the register at 3 a.m. and you noticed a luggage bag and latex gloves, what would you be thinking, right? This person used a credit card, and police would subpoena that data to get the information off of that credit card. And they would learn that the person who made that purchase was a man named Rosendo Rodriguez. So now they started looking deeper into him. He was a Hispanic male. He was about 6 feet, stocky, early 20s, and he had a red pickup truck that was in the Walmart parking lot. They tracked his credit card transactions to a gas station where he bought gas, and it just so happened he was near a Holiday Inn when he got this gas, and he stayed at this Holiday Inn. The person who worked at the front desk actually recognized Rodriguez and had registered him into the hotel, but the person had used an alias, actually used the name Thomas Rodriguez. So he was trying to be deceptive when checking into this hotel. And police would go and get access to the room via the electronic room key, which also has records. The room key did show him entering his room at about 3:46 a.m. This was after Walmart, and so police are tracking the timeline here. So 3:46, he's back into the hotel room after buying the suitcase. So they're starting to work a theory on a possible time of death based on this information. And so they go into the hotel room and they notice blood, what appears to be blood, on the carpet, box spring, the bed sheets, and they would look around the area. They would continue on into the hallway, and in the hallway was a trash bag, and in that bag was a Holiday Inn bag, which contained a Walmart bag with latex gloves inside. So police collected that for possible evidence, such as DNA. Police would search Rodriguez's cell phone records, and hours later, after this heinous crime, he would be taking a selfie, smiling, and on his way to San Antonio to stay with family. And police learned that he stayed at his parents' home, and so they would track him down there. They would question him, and he would deny involvement in Summer's death. So police had enough evidence to issue a search warrant, and they took hold of his computer and started checking the records on his computer and found some things that were even more sinister than imagined. First, they noticed he had been searching quite a lot, almost obsessively, about Summer Lee Baldwin's case, looking up news articles and really seemed to be intrigued by that case. And then they did determine that he was in online communication with Summer. So they have that as evidence that links him now to Summer. But they also learned that he was in contact with another person, this time a girl, a 16-year-old girl, who was in contact with Rodriguez. Now, this person, who would be identified as Joanna Rogers, had been missing for 18 months. So now police are starting to wonder if this is a potential serial killer that they're investigating. And so they start looking into Joanna Rogers, and they learn that she had been seen the night before she went missing. This is about 1 a.m., actually, and she was just gone the next morning. She just vanished. She had left her keys, her clothes, her phone, and just disappeared. And police couldn't find any evidence of an intruder. And this was completely out of her character, according to family and friends. And they would end up searching for her, but they could not find her. And so police now believed Rodriguez was responsible for her murder, and they just needed to find her. Well, the computer records again showed contact with her, and she was in the same area as Summer Lee Baldwin, in that same general area. And so police learned that the landfill, so police learned that Joanna Rogers, being in that same area, may also be in that landfill. And so they decided to organize some searches. And luckily for police, this particular landfill was very organized. They often are. They're very strategic about where they put their trash. And there's a grid system. And they can pinpoint to a pretty good degree where trash was dumped in certain areas, in certain neighborhoods and locations. And so they begin to methodically search those areas. Now, keep in mind, this is 18 months ago. So they've got a lot of searching to dig up. And so they're getting a backhoe. And it would take several months. They just couldn't find anything. And they were about to give up. Volunteers were coming out. And they just couldn't find anything. Until one day, a backhoe uncovered another suitcase. In that suitcase was the decomposed body of Joanna Rogers. And dental records would confirm that. And because her body was in such a bad state of decomposition, they just couldn't get any DNA off her body. So the stronger case was from Summer Lee Baldwin, and they did have DNA. So keep in mind, the lab's working hard at this connection with Summer and Rodriguez. Well, they did determine the gloves, the latex gloves they located, had Summer's DNA on the outside of them. And then on the inside of the gloves was also her DNA, but also Rodriguez's DNA. So now they had a very strong link with those latex gloves and both DNA on them. Furthermore, her rape kit would come back to match Rodriguez's DNA. So they had some very strong evidence with DNA, and they would arrest him for this case. And he would be ultimately sentenced to death, and he would later confess to Joanna Rogers' murder, and he was executed. He's no longer on this planet, and really good detective work that broke open after they decided to look into this luggage tag that was still attached, and that led down this trail that helped police solve not just one murder, but two murders. There could be more. They couldn't determine any other individuals linked to Rodriguez, but it does make you think that with this landfill, who knows how many others were missed? And it also makes you think about other people out there in other areas of the world. How many other landfills are out there with people potentially murdered and sitting in these landfills, which are very difficult to search, by the way. I've actually been on some search parties looking for deceased individuals, and that is quite an undertaking when you're searching a landfill. It is not fun. It takes a lot of effort, excruciatingly the detailed searches, because you're looking for a needle in a haystack, essentially. But amazing investigative work, and that was how he was caught. That's all I have for this case. Let me know your thoughts if you enjoyed this. And I do have a quicker version of this story on my TikTok. And I do weekly podcasts and do post regularly on social media. So feel free to reach out, connect, and we'll see you all next week.
Crime Hive. Crime Hive. True Crime Buzz.